phrase that Jerry used at one point when he talked about kind of facing up to ourselves, being face to face with ourselves. And then he used another phrase when he spoke about being face to face with God. And there was a verse that came to my mind earlier on in the meeting when the Lord is speaking to us very strongly, and it's not common that God speaks to us and warns us publicly in prophecy about hell and about eternal lostness. And I just wanted to draw your attention to a verse. It's in Isaiah 45. And the simple question I want to ask really is, do you want to be saved? Do you need to be saved? What's God's attitude to you? And I'll just read this, these kind of few verses, or a couple of verses, and then just say a word or two about them. If you look at Isaiah 45, and I'm just diving in into the chapter, I'm not going to introduce it. In verse 22, God says this, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return." This is an amazing kind of statement. First of all, who is this addressed to? Now, there may be kind of some, not many probably, but there may be some who think, well, is this for the elect of God? Well, actually, this is addressed very plainly to all the ends of the earth. Can you see that in verse 22? All you ends of the earth. This is a message coming from the book of Isaiah to you. If you are on planet Earth, this is for you. Your address is in this verse. This is God speaking to you. So don't have any doubt at all as to whether God wants to save you. Because God is going to tell you how you can be saved in these few short words. And he's addressing this to people who are on the earth. And he says this, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none other. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return." Shall not return means that God isn't going to take it back again. God has said something, he said it to the whole world, and he's not going to go back on what he said. So I really do hope that every single individual in this building understands that God wants you to be saved. And that he isn't going to change his mind about that. And he's making this statement to all the ends of the earth, and it will not return to him. He will not go back on this statement. So it seems to me that all we need now to do is to know how it is we may be saved. And it really is simplicity itself. Here it is, verse 22. "Look unto me and be saved." And the reason I wanted to tack it on to the end of what Jerry said is because in Hebrew this is the word face. It really means face me and be ye saved. Face me. What are you facing now? What are you thinking about now? Are you thinking about some particular sin in your life? Maybe it's a big one. Something that you've done and it hangs over you and you think, this will haunt me forever. Or maybe it's some pattern of sin that you've tried to break, but somehow it goes on and on and on, and you have temporary victories over it, but then it comes back again. Maybe that's the way you think, and you think, my vision, whenever I think about what God wants my life to be, the vision is just filled with this fact of my sin, of my sinfulness, of my failure. Maybe you think it's the kind of temperament that you have that in some way will always have its effect on you so that you will never be the kind of person you think you ought to be. You say it's all right for some with a kind of a sparky, sanguine temperament. They are fine. They just shake things off and they just get up and go on. But that can't ever be like that for me because I'm more of a melancholy kind of a disposition. Whatever it is you are looking at, stop it. What God says is, look to me. Face me. When the scripture writes in Hebrews, and it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Literally it says, looking away unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. In other words, take your eyes off all the obstacles. Your salvation does not lie in your problem. It doesn't lie in your sin. It doesn't lie in you somehow finding some personal remedy for your personal trial. Your salvation lies in Jesus Christ. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved. Jerry spoke only just in a word about a place called Peniel. And he said this was the place where Jacob met with God, and God did extraordinary things in his life. Do you know what Peniel means? The face of God. That's the face of God. He met with God. It wasn't the place. It wasn't a holy place. It wasn't a holy experience. It was God he met with. And he met with God face to face. And I want to tell you that God has done something so amazing in the death of his Son upon the cross. That whoever you are and whatever you've done and whatever you've been and however long you've been there, you can come home and look God in the face. You can. Not because you deserve it, not because you have earned any acceptance, but because you come boldly with the conviction that God really has opened up the way. So that you can come and face him. Brothers and sisters, what do I mean about salvation? Well, I mean by salvation whatever you need to hear about salvation. I'm talking about, I just glanced down at the carpet. This carpet we have here is what might be described as wall to wall. Yep. Okay. God has a wall to wall salvation for you. He has a salvation that covers every aspect of your life. That covers the past, the present, the future, every single detail of it. It's in Jesus Christ. But you must come and turn away from the things that have obsessed you, that you focus your life upon, and you must look to him. You must face him. I knew an old man who often used to say this. He used to say that the reason that most people can't find God is for the same reason that most criminals, most burglars, can't find a policeman. I say it again. The reason that most people can't find God is for the same reason that burglars can't find policemen. Because they're heading in the opposite direction. So this face me means you must turn. And turn in the Bible is what it means by repentance. It means you stop heading in that direction. Listen to God's description, comes from a little bit later in Isaiah, of God's description for the whole human race. All we, like sheep, have gone away, we have turned everyone to his own way. That's our diagnosis. That's why we're in the mess that we're in. But listen to this. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And because someone has borne our sin, that is a way for us to come back to God. But you must face him. You must face up to God. You must let God speak to you. You must stop hiding from him. You must stop pretending. You must stop trying to cover up your sin. You must stop trying to be what you know in heart you're not. You must come and let him speak directly into your life. And this is his promise. Face me. And be saved. Do you know, in the moment that we face God, salvation begins. The moment we face him, it's not a long process. It begins the moment we turn from the other things and face him, our salvation begins. And yes, God in his mercy will allure us and he will draw us into the wilderness. I remember God speaking that word to my heart many, many years ago. I thought, well, this is a strange lover's present. You know, if you love somebody and you want to allure them, you want to draw them to yourself, you may think, well, the natural thing, isn't it, is to kind of give some gift. Well, God's got a gift for you here. I'm going to take you into the wilderness, he said. Now, that isn't the kind of gift that might attract you. But God knows what we need, and he knows how to kind of take us away from other distractions. But ultimately, it'll come to this place where God will say to you directly, you look to me. You face him. And don't say, I can't face him unless I'm saved, because that's putting the cart before the horse. Don't say, if I really was regenerated, then I really would be able to look to him, because that's putting this verse back to front. This verse says, look unto me and be saved. Now, remember who it's addressed to. I've nearly finished. Who it's addressed to? It's addressed to all the ends of the earth. Okay? Is that clear? Imagine a check. Okay? He's a check that God is going to give to you. All right? It is in on the payee line. It says to all the ends of the earth. Okay? Now, so there's nobody anywhere that's excluded from this. This check is available for you. And the next thing we need to know is what date is on it. Well, normally a check kind of runs out of date after 6 months. But on this instance, God says, this word will never return to me. This check is never going to be out of date. Never. So it's a check payable for the whole world, every single individual. It has a date on it that can never be exceeded, so it never goes beyond its value date. And this is the statement that if you look to me, you will be saved. And he'll never take it back. And the reason is because he has the funds to back this promise. He really does. He has the funds to back this promise, to give you wall-to-wall salvation. So that whatever you need to hear from God today, whatever aspect of your life needs God's saving work in it, whether it's something now or whether it's the ultimate salvation from hell itself, whatever it is, you may look to him now and be saved. But you must face him. You must turn your back on everything you've done, and you must turn your back on every other possible resource. Did you notice this? I should say it just before I finish. I am God and there is no other. There's only one signature on this check. You can't have anybody else's signature on it. This has to be God's unique whole work. He will do this. You mustn't put your trust anywhere else. You mustn't confuse God with the methods that he used. You must put your trust in God and not even in Bible verses. You must put your trust in him. You must face him. But here's the promise. It's so simple. This is, incidentally, if you know a little bit of kind of church history, this is the verse that brought Charles Spurgeon to the Lord. Did you know that? He was a preacher way back in Victorian times. And as a young man, he was... In his heart, he wanted to know God, but somehow didn't seem to be able to get a hold of God, somehow couldn't get a hold of the promises. And he was in great distress for a long, long time. And on one occasion, he was wanting, if I remember the story rightly, it was snowing, and he couldn't get to the meeting he normally went to. And he went into a meeting in what was known as the Primitive Methodists. Now, the Primitive Methodists weren't famous for their education or elocution or skill or anything. They were primitive Methodists. They were rough and ready kind of a people. And he went in, and the person who was supposed to be preaching couldn't come. He hadn't been able to get there because of the snow. So somebody else was given the job of preaching. And Spurgeon in his testimony says that he was so grateful for this, because this man didn't have the intelligence to wander away from his text. He didn't have the background to produce a wonderful introduction or to take it through with great eloquence. Or he just had to stick to his text. And his simple text was this: look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. Look unto me. And he said this as well, that the preacher said, don't look to the Father. This is Jesus speaking. You can come to the Father by and by. You come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Come to me. Look to me, all ye ends of the earth. Put your confidence in me. Put your expectation, your trust in me. Face me, and you'll be saved. And in the simplicity of that, God brought this man to himself, who was such an influence to so many. Look, let me put it back into my own version. Face me, and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there's no other. I've sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. It's available now, today. You can cash this check today. You must.